today is kind of a tough meeting for some of us, and we want to recognize Tudor Ogden. Today it'll be his last meeting. Tudor's been on the board since 2017, I believe.
Yep.
So he's served 35 years. So we really we really appreciate Tudor. He's been a great board member, and we're sad to lose him, but we'll get somebody from his county to represent him after he leaves. But we have a little recognition gift here. It's in gold because it represents what's inside.
Gold bars.
Gold bars, that's right.
Yay!
Tudor, do you want to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, I'll give each one of you a little token here. And this kind of tells a little bit about some of the things that goes on when you get on these committees and have these opportunities to serve with different people across the state. This says, yesterday brings new beginnings, tomorrow brings the ends. Though some were in the middle, we become best of friends. And I add a little bit to this, and I put, all as I can hope for now is our paths will once cross again. And I think that's what I'll miss, is the camaraderie with the people. Because you work with such great people and great leaders across the state. And that's what I'm going to miss. But I'm sure there's another place and there's another chapter in my life that will definitely come about, and we'll look forward to that, and I'm sure we'll be seeing each other again. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
With your permission, and I don't want anybody to get any ideas. I've already got his permission to print this on my tombstone, so it's already patented. Thank you.
Tudor, do we need to give your wife the last word?
I don't know how long that's going to go for. She definitely has some assignments.
Okay, here she comes, right up to the mic. Come right up to the mic.
No, I was just back there saying to the friend, I said, a new life with his wife.
Sometimes these county commissioners are gone so much they forget really who they're married to because they're not around. So he's going to get a chance to meet his wife again.
Meaning that,
very much so.
Meaning we put the job in front.
Well, we really appreciate you, Tudor, you and your wife, for letting you be away from home and come and mingle with the rest of us.
Thank you.
We're grateful to have you. Okay. We need to discuss our upcoming meetings. We only have enough applications to have two meetings.
Wow.
When do you want to have those two meetings? This afternoon and tomorrow.
Not ready.
Candace, do you want to weigh in on this at all?
It's the first Thursday of each month. CIB is generally scheduled for. So March 2nd. April 6th, I believe, and May 3rd.
May 3rd would be the funding for the next quarter.
No, June is the policy retreat for this trimester and funding meeting, June 1.
Okay.
So, what two review meetings would you prefer? We have the legislature going right now. Will it be done by March 2nd? Would you like
March 3rd.
So, do you want which meeting? Because it's up to the board. And all those in favor of, I'm not the chair.
I'll make a proposal that we postpone or cancel the March meeting.
Okay.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to cancel the March meeting and just have one in April and May.
Substitute motion, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion? Is that okay with you, Laura?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, all in favor say aye.
I believe there was a substitute.
I have a conflict with the May because I'm going to be conducting UDOT the same exact date. So May is the one conflict for me. But I can manage. I'll go with the whatever the majority
pull my motion if we need to. Yeah.
Whatever the board wants to do.
I'm good either way.
So March and April? April, May.
March and April, and if we need May because of any other applications, we can pull it back.
Well, Jerry wants March and May. No.
I do.
I'll defer to the chair's good sense.
Okay. March and April. Is that all right?
And we start at 8 o'clock.
No.
No, 9.
What?
9.
I believe that's in our purview.
9.
Okay, we'll have March and April, and we'll start at 8:30.
Oh, what a diplomat.
9.
We'll have the cow's milk by 8 o'clock.
We're having a revolt here. Okay, should we have
substitute motion?
Take a vote on March and April. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
At 8:30, correct? That was the motion.
Nine.
Do we have to do a roll call vote on that?
Well, if you're going to change the time.
9.
In German, it says nine.
No, but yeah. 9 for us. 9.
Well, there's a revolt going on over here, and there's 5 members over here.
9.
So, 9. All in favor of 8:30, raise your hands.
I'd be good with that.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that. you're out. You might have to buy him.
Well, that was a split decision. So
he's just still a voting member.
The chair decides.
8:30
or 9, whatever you want.
You're the
tiebreaker. 9.
You were voting.
Well, 9 is working perfectly for the reason that when you have ice and snow, for most of us, really hard to get in by 8:30. By the time you try to turn on the engine and warm it up. And
those of us that live in the ice and snow seem to be able to make it.
No, he ought to be getting used to that now because he's had a lot of snow down in St. George.
First time ever.
On the mountains. I don't shovel it.
If you would, please concur that it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Laura, how did you vote?
I have no preference, so I'll go with Ms.
How long have you worked for the government?
Well, here's the deal. Send me your email, voting for a time, and I'll let everybody know what time the meeting starts in March.
Okay. 8:30 was the proper. It's at least 5 of us.
Raise your hands again.
For what?
8:30.
I'm good either way.
I'm like in between. Okay. It doesn't matter to me.
Her hand was up last
time. Okay.
Probably not.
Yay!
Well, we've been having it at 9.
With your cave.
Yeah. I think you'll see a lot more road work by UDOT down in southern Utah now.
Nothing in Daggett County.
Yeah, forget any road work in Daggett.
Yeah. All these years I thought you were my friend.
All right, we need to move on. We'll turn the time over to Candace to tell us about projects today.
Thank you. This is a funding meeting of the second trimester of fiscal year 2023, which we're actually in 2023. 2024 starts in July. That will be fiscal year 2024. This is our last trimester for this fiscal year. On the financial sheet, indicated in yellow in the packet, the projects as they were prioritized are listed. There are 4 entities that will be discussing their funding at today's meeting. 4.4 is from Rocky Ridge Local Building Authority. They're they need to increase the funding request because the funds are insufficient to complete the project as it is estimated or perhaps bid. So the board needs to discuss that a little bit. The request is for $252,671 additional funding for a total of $2,289,572. On your agenda notes, I believe that you will see that a raised amount at 50-50 will give a $1,194,000 loan, 30-year at 1%, which is what the interest rate was, and a $1,192,172 grant, with an annual payment of $46,265. When you get to 4.4 Rocky Ridge, would like to discuss the funding. 4.6 is Vernal City. They have a revised Division of Drinking Water review in there. There was a lot of discussion about the Division of Drinking Water review. The information that was provided on the DEQ supplemental for that project was not correct. They've redone the calculations, and including tax, it shows on the new Division of Drinking Water review that it's the current drinking water bill for this system is $61.14. The current drinking water system expenses amount to $52.18 per month for connection. So 61 is what they're charged, 52 is what the actual expenses are, so there's a little bit of wiggle room in there on their what they charge for connection. 4.9, Delta City Wastewater Improvements 2022. The applicant requests time to discuss reconsideration of the funding package. The project was discussed and the minimum funding tool recommendation was placed on the priority list. 4.11, number 11 on the agenda today, Heber Valley Special Service District for a wastewater treatment plant. The applicant requests time to discuss reconsideration of interest rate. The funding tool maximum was what the board authorized. It is within the funding tool. Available funding in the mineral lease account is sufficient. Available bonus revenue is sufficient. Staff has taken a couple of the loans out of the mineral lease, and so both balances are in the black, according to the revenue numbers. The mineral lease fund, again, can be allocated for grants, 0%, and interest-bearing loans, so that's how we accommodated that. We've already discussed that the trimester number 3 has 12 projects. We will be meeting in March and April. And with that, I defer to the chair.
Thank you, Candace. Okay, I think we're ready to consider the projects. Number 1 is Ephraim City.
Point order on the agenda.
Yeah.
Do we
minutes?
Minutes.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, we need to approve the minutes for January the 5th. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Any corrections? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. Now we'll go to Ephraim City. Do you want to come up, Ephraim City, or is there anybody here?
They don't need to come up.
Okay, well, yeah. I thought we were going to ask them.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Okay. I think we had asked you, or maybe we hadn't asked you, about your revenue source. Are you going to pay the loan back?
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, sorry, that's a little hot. Scoot back here. Is that okay?
Yep.
It's perfect. Clearly, okay. Yeah, so we're... First, I'd just like to say thank you. Again, we're excited about the opportunities here and about these projects. So as we look at this first one, this...
Please introduce yourself for the record.
Thank you. Sean Kerr, Ephraim City Manager. And we have on Zoom Brian Kimball, who's come before you before with me in Moab, and then on over the phone, we've done this before. So Yeah, so as we look at this first project, it is the road. We have $4 million that we're bringing to this one, and we're asking for the remaining million here. We think these are great terms, and we appreciate it very much. So we're looking to repay the road funds with BNC road funds, and then we will be using general fund as well. And so we do like as much as possible for growth to pay for growth. And so impact fees is an option there as well if needed.
BNC road funds have a maximum term of 10 years. And a general fund, if you use from the general fund, you need a general obligation bond, which means you have to put it on a ballot for both. Impact fees are doable, but we need to know impact fees from what. So either you go to a 10-year term and you can pledge BNC road funds, and then it has to be paid off in a 10-year term, but that increases the payment considerably. A 15-year term, and that's why I asked it. It is allowed, it usually allows BNC road funds to be pledged, but it's a 15-year term.
Okay. So we're if we do the BNC road funds only?
10-year term.
10-year term. But and if we do a combination of these other three things, that's not enough? We have to go to the 10-year term still?
I'm going to defer to our bond counsel, Bill Prater, who will explain.
Here, Bill.
Yeah.
I think Candace has summarized it pretty well. The maximum term on the BNC Road Fund can be no longer than 10 years from the date of the issuance of the bond. For a general obligation or other sources, you have to have a bond election. So either they've got to come up with some, we've done deals like this with sales tax revenues, and that's permissible. I don't know whether they have enough sales tax revenues to handle it, but they can't do a GO bond from general funds without a bond election.
And the truth in taxation stuff comes
right.
Bill, can they use an MBA on a road project?
Yeah, do you want to own a road? Remember, with an MBA loan, it can be canceled at any time by the borrower with no repercussion. Okay. For that reason, with a BNC road fund, we take a mortgage on the property, and if they don't pay, then we sell the property to get paid back on our loan. Well, nobody's going to want to buy a road.
And we're not taking it back either.
We could make a toll road out of it.
We can.
Does that help you at all?
Yeah, so I'm wide open to suggestions. If you've got something here for us that says we need to do something different, we came in under the impression that this is okay, so I apologize that I don't have alternatives prepared.
Is it something that, depending on your timing with the projects and your other landowners, that you want to go back to the proverbial drawing board and come back with your knowing what you know and what you'll learn, come back to us? Can we do a, in essence, fund it at
yeah, one fund it subject to.
Subject to, and yeah. Or in another meeting?
Sure.
No.
And I would suggest,
subject to.
I would suggest that they contact bond counsel and discuss the options with bond counsel.
Yes, that would be part of my subject to.
And so we're saying that the impact fees is non-consideration.
You have to prove, you have to verify the impact fees and the amounts. That's the thing. The board can authorize the funding today.
Okay.
And before you will get a loan authorization letter, you will determine what the revenue source will be for the loan repayment.
Okay.
To secure it.
Is that clear as mud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a question on that. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Laura.
Okay. Sorry.
Laura.
Thank you.
I just wanted to caution a little bit against using BNC road funds to pay back the loan, because those funds are often needed to maintain the road, and you get into this weird sort of cycle where, okay, we're paying back the loan, well, how are you going to maintain it? Well, with BNC road funds, well, so you're double using the same funds. So just be careful about that.
Yeah, for sure. I think part of this as well, we hope that our partnership with those that are in that area. We're not building a road out in the middle of nothing. I mean, there's some improvements that we're expecting from the private property owners that are nearby as well. So there's a lot going into this, and this is a keystone piece for us. So we appreciate it as an opportunity.
And they do have a $4 million commitment already, right?
Right. We do. Yeah, $4 million for this one, $3 million for the next one.
Kurt.
Okay, my question is just if we fund this today. It sounds like there's a chance that the terms may change if they can't come up with any other funding source other than BNC road funds. So what's the mechanism for changing the term of the loan if we've already essentially funded it?
You can fund it to the 15 years. I can reduce the funding or reduce the term. I cannot increase it. It'd have to come back to you.
Okay, so if you can reduce the term without the board's approval? Is that what you're saying? Okay, then I would be comfortable with it. Yeah.
Could we just increase the grant amount? That would be fantastic.
I don't think you can do that without board approval.
No, I mean, we are bringing $4 million to this project. We would love to have the remainder of it in grant. That would be incredible.
Jack, at this meeting, that wouldn't be appropriate.
Okay.
But not to say you could ask us to hold and not approve it and come back. Okay. And I'm not trying to push you into a corner, but it's the corner you would build if you chose to do that.
Yeah, I definitely feel pushed into a corner because I didn't expect any changes on term or any of this. So
yeah.
I apologize that I'm completely unprepared for your question.
It's okay to be unprepared.
That we couldn't make it to 15 years, that's my fault.
So if we fund it today, you understand you need to work with Candace and staff on coming up with the revenue.
For sure, yeah. We're committed to making it happen and making sure that we get our loans repaid. It's not something that we want to make sure that we can do the project well, and that includes finishing it all the way out.
I'm assuming, pardon me, as part of my other deal, staff typically notifies you of the issue, and I'm assuming an email or something may have been sent that would, at least within the last, maybe as soon as last week, that would have given you that opportunity to know that this question would come.
Okay.
Okay, do we have a motion on this project?
I'd make that motion that we approve this project as presented based upon they need to work with bond counsel to make sure that it falls within the parameters of what we're trying to put together to see that it's going to fit your application.
Second the motion.
We have a second by Nagy and a third by Jerry.
Okay. Nagy's fast. I got to work on that.
Discussion on the motion.
Okay, do we do a roll call vote on this?
Discussion on the motion.
Okay, discussion.
Just for clarification. So it's conditional. It's a conditional approval based on them providing an accepted funding source?
Yes, definitely. They're going to have to go back to the bond counsel and make sure that everything fits within the parameters.
Right, whether they use bond counsel or if they choose to use BNC, but they have to
identify the source.
They will have to use bond counsel to issue the bond, all of CID's loans.
In the event they choose to go to a bond?
They have to.
They're going
to
have to.
Oh, okay.
All of the CID's. That's why we determine the revenue source to determine what kind of bond is issued.
Pardon me. You're right. Correct. Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Slough?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That's passes unanimously.
Okay. Thank you for the project, and you've got your marching orders.
Yep. On to the next one.
Okay.
I'm still here.
You're here for 4.2. All right. Candace, do you want to?
That one's good to go.
Okay. I don't think we have any questions on that. We'll probably go ahead with a motion.
I'll make that motion to accept.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Bartholomew, second by Tudor. Further discussion? Kurt, you look like you wanted to make...
Nope.
Okay.
I was just faking you out.
Okay. We'll have a roll call vote.
Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yep.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotto?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously, and you can leave the hot seat.
Hey, thank you so much. We'll make sure to work hard and make these projects something you'd be proud to be a part of. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
We have 4.3. Do we have a motion on that one?
So moved.
Okay, we have Nagy makes a motion. We have a second.
Yes, I'll second.
Second by Jerry. Tudor, we'll just let him do that one. Is that
okay? Yep, that's good.
Further discussion on this one? See none. We'll have a roll call vote.
Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yep.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Moving on to 4.4, Rocky Ridge. Is somebody here to represent them? Could you come up, please? Welcome. If you'll introduce yourself and give us your sob story. No, I'm just kidding. If you'll just explain.
I'm Casey Reynolds, Rocky Ridge Town.
I am Marilyn Bronson. I'm the town clerk.
Who's going to speak to the issue? That's what I thought.
Can I move this?
Yeah, pull that right over in front of you.
Okay. I've seen that the amount is not updated. Is Brenda here? Hi, Brenda. How are you? That 124-2023, yes, it is. So the amounts on the agenda were not.
The agenda won't be changed until after they change.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So this is the updated construction amount, the estimated update. As far as I can see,
$252,671, right?
Yes, according to the update that was given to us on the 24th.
Did your bids come in higher, or what's the reason?
The majority of that, I went through these line by line. The majority of that, you can see there's a line they added on the very end, and it was a 12-month escalated cost increase,
okay.
Not knowing what it's doing. That's where the majority of the jump came in, that over what the previous cost was. He put that construction time inflation increase numbers in it.
In terms of materials?
Yes, material and labor.
Labor and costs you expect to go up?
Well, they estimated based on the, they estimated material majority and then some labor cost over the next 12 months construction period. That's where they increased it.
So you're asking to increase the amount and with the same terms of 50-50 loan grant?
Yes, if we can do that and keep our annual payment at $40,000, because that's what our town could do.
You're asking, is that doable, Candace?
What amount are we asking for first, in addition?
$252,671.
And what numbers, I'm confused
the
by
total
what
amount.
Numbers you're saying are different? Are you asking for the 252 increase?
Yes.
And change?
Yes.
671? So and have that proportionally applied to what was approved, or yes, what was approved prior?
Correct.
So you're asking for a change in interest rate or what? Because the payment will change.
No.
Not
the
a change.
The only thing we're looking for is
just the amount.
The amount of money.
Additional $252,000.
But they said they wanted to keep their payment the same as before.
Yeah.
The payment.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
That's where I'm headed.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what your funding tool would bring up for the annual payment.
It's like $46,000.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get clarification on.
Let Candace clear it up.
Okay, thank you.
What they've asked for is an additional amount of funding. What you awarded them before accommodated a payment of $40,000. The additional funding would have to be all grant in order to hold that payment. But generally when the board is requested to provide more funding, it's in the same terms as it was originally prioritized.
Meaning that
it's up to you, but I believe what the board would offer is a 50-50 split of the increased amount of $2,289,572. That does give a $6,000 annual increase to the payment.
Okay.
However, you're still subsidizing greatly the amount of funding for this project.
Yeah.
It is up to the board.
So in my simple brain terms, we would apply any increase proportionate to the original agreement.
That's right.
So the annual payment is $46,000. Yes,
$46,265.
Bill, it could go down if you extend the term beyond 30 years.
On a building, I
believe we could handle that $6,000 increase. I think that we could make that work.
So the amount would be a $1,194,000 loan, 30 years, at 1%, and a $1,192,172 grant.
Right.
If you increase the amount awarded.
Mr. Chair, I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, I'll move that we grant the additional $252,671 to the original terms of 50-50 loan and grant, 30-year terms, 1% increase for an annual payment of
$46,265.
I'll second. Who seconded it?
I did. Greg.
Okay,
did.
Greg, thank you.
You have a hard time seeing that other side of the table. I'm not sure what it is.
You're having trouble over here. But
okay, I'm going to repeat the motion. It is for an increased amount, which would be a $1,194,000 loan, 30 years at 1%, and a $1,192,172 grant. The first was Ms. Hansen, the second was Commissioner Miles. Roll call vote.
Roll call vote.
Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously for the increased amount.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is 4.5, Five County Association of Governments Building Renovation. Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion by Tudor. We have a second. Second by Nagy. Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. $739,566 grant.
4.6, Vernal City, would you like to come up? Introduce yourself, please.
My name is Keith Despain, Public Works Director for the city. As Candace introduced earlier today, one of the reason that I'm back is because at last board meeting, the discussion really pivoted around two questions that were raised. Commissioner Ogden raised the magi, the percent magi that our water bill is, and then Mr. Zunati raised a question about our rates raising. So just wanted to update the board on information that has come to light since the last board meeting. Working with Heather Petit at the Division of Drinking Water. I misunderstood some things on the application. She helped me through that. And the result was that our Magi went to 1.86 rather than the 0.92 that was reported previously. And then to the second point, I didn't have the history of our rate increases in the last meeting. I've since done that research. Over the last 6 years, we've raised our rates $6.30. Excepting the year 2020 for COVID, we didn't raise our rates that year, but we've increased our rates every year between 50 cents and $2.30 in each of those years. And so I wanted to bring that additional information to the board. I know great deference was given to the tool in the last meeting, and I haven't seen the new updated tool recommendations to know how that would affect our funding, but would ask the board to reconsider based on the updated information.
So what exactly is your request?
So is this the updated tool on the screen? Or that's the last one.
Yeah, 9.2. This is the tool the board uses. You're talking about drinking water's review. So do you want me to bring drinking water review up, which is not, this is the tool funding that the board uses, which is different from drinking water's report that talks about your Magi. So,
correct. So my question is the tool that the board uses.
It's not the one that drinking water.
It wouldn't be affected by the Chair. New information.
Okay.
Jack's going to enlighten us.
No, I have a question. Do we have an updated letter? Or does
yes, from the Division of Drinking Water sent an updated letter.
Relative to the Magi and yes. its relationship?
I think so, what Mr. Chairman, if I could, I think what the applicant's saying is that it shows the current applicant Magi 0.92 on the tool, and was just wondering if that would affect.
That's informational only. That's not affected in the suggestion. Was that range, the minimum to the maximum? That's the tool only that was created for this board.
Okay. So if you want to request specifically. My request would be that the board consider our original request in the application as it was presented originally.
Which is
a 40-60, 40% loan, 60% grant at 0.5% interest for the loan for 30 years.
The exact number, Mr. Chairman, was $1,968,000 as a loan, and then remaining of it, $3 million grant. That's the 40-60 division. And 0.5%, 30 years.
Dean?
And Chairman, I'd like to make a motion with what Nagy just said to go back to the original request. That puts their Magi, if we did as we had proposed in the previous funding, puts it way over the 1.75 that the state kind of sets as a benchmark not to go over for cost. So my motion is to go back to the original of the 40-60 with a 0.5% interest.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'd like to make a substitute.
Okay, we have a substitute.
All the way up here, all I heard on the radio is the interest rates are going up.
They don't go up in San Juan County, but
it's okay. other than you yeah. guys. This interest rate of 1.5 is still an excellent rate, and they said that they could make this. They agreed to this, and I would like to make a substitute motion to leave it as is.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'd second that.
Have a second by Laura.
Can we have some discussion?
Oh yeah, we'll have some discussion starting with
lots
Kurt.
Lots of discussion. Okay, so. Mayor Dean pointed out that in the rules of CIB that we do offer more favorable rates to mineral producing counties. So my question is, how much is that captured within the tool? That's already calculated, right? Where all else being considered, we're giving substantial increases in grant and lesser interest rates to the mineral producing counties like Uinta County, right? Is it, and maybe give me an idea of how much weighting that is, because I just want to make sure that in my mind that we've kind of fairly drawn the line there, because I was assuming when we made the original motion that was the case. But if that's not the case, then maybe I would entertain a change, but that's what I want to understand. So
let me get Paul in here. He's IMA meeting. He goes, yes, it's significant. He's sick today too, so sorry.
And I think, Kurt, maybe I'm wrong, but I think Uinta County gets a lot of mineral lease money that is separate from what the CIB money is.
I understand that, but okay. I'm not dealing with that right now. I'm dealing with the rules of the CIB, right? So.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to clarify, too, that goes to the county. This is Vernal City. They don't get mineral lease money.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the county ought to share.
The tool does weight location. It takes it into consideration, and the tool did consider that in its funding recommendations here.
Okay.
There is not an established amount, except it is weighted in the tool, and when the tool puts it out, it is taken into consideration below the location.
Okay. So then I just have one more piece of information that I think might be relevant to the discussion, because I think we've all been accustomed to very low interest rate environments where 1.5% didn't seem like a great rate, right? And so I know, here, let me get back into my computer here, but I just wanted to report the current interest rates that the state would have if it borrowed. Now, keep in mind that the state has the very best rates across the country because we have a triple-triple bond rating. Right. Counties and cities normally don't get the same rates that the state would get. So there's even the rates that I'm going to quote right now are more favorable than what most cities and counties would be able to access. So on a 30-year money, the market rate, if you were to go to the market, would be 3.23%, essentially, if you're state of the Utah and you got AAA ratings and you're going to the market. So a 1.5% interest rate is still a really substantially subsidized and favorable rate, even though you may have not have considered 1.5 to be a great rate in the past. So I just wanted to throw that out there as additional information to consider, because I know it's the directive of this board to make sure money gets deployed and to do so at really favorable rates, because these are critical projects, and I want to make sure that you understand that that's what I want to do too, but I think 1.5 is still a really, really good rate, is what I'm trying to say. So
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
My question now with what, and that brought up my thoughts, we at one time had went in and made a vote to raise our ceiling from the 2.5 to 3.5, I think, if I remember right. Did that ever go through, or was that just a discussion?
The tool has a benchmark rate of 2.5.
Right now.
On the top
side. We talked and discussed raising that.
Yeah, it has not been implemented in it, and production is the top factor for interest and loan mix in the tool right now, but it's 2.5, with the top factor being production.
We were considering 3%, but the COVID hit, and rather than going up, we went up to justify it going down to help the communities.
I recall that conversation.
Mr. Chairman?
Sir?
Yes.
Okay, so to get a clarification on the rate, then the state rate is 3.3%. Is that what you're saying? But if you go out on the open market, it's going to be higher than that, correct? Yeah.
Well, it is
the
open market.
No, this is the open market rate. Open market. Yeah. Okay.
But it's because of the state's credit rating.
Okay. They get a better deal than what cities or counties could, or districts.
So I've lost a little track of where we are on the first motion, a substitute motion, and
discussion.
You remind me?
The substitute motion was to fund it as prioritized at the review meeting.
Question.
Okay, please.
Substitute motion to go, if I'm understanding it right, we're at 50-50 in our funding? Or did we stay with the 40-60?
42-58.
Well,
4258.
Yeah, 42.58.
Yep. That's what was approved?
42%, 58% grant.
Okay, thank you. I'll withdraw a second motion because I had it in my head we were 50-50. I was going to go back to the original applicant's proportions.
So, Mr. Bartholomew, did you have the substitute motion?
Yes, and it was seconded.
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
Mr. There wasn't an opportunity point, kind of a point of order. We had a motion that didn't have an opportunity to be seconded.
Right.
The substitute would have happened, and you wouldn't have voted on it anyway, but there wasn't.
You have to vote on the substitute.
So if we don't agree on the substitute, then it would go back to the original motion and look for a second?
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, roll call vote.
This is Vernal City Waterline Replacement, Phase 1, a $2,881,000 grant, a $2,087,000 loan, 30-year at 1.5. Roll call vote. Mr. Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Mr. Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
No.
Mayor Baker?
No.
Commissioner Miles?
Nay.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Chairman, can I jump in? Could we put back on for an agenda on the next to discuss whatever meetings, if it's in June or whatever, to raising the rate? And I guess my proposal is to go up to at least a 3.5%. That could, you know, for now instead
as
of
the top end rate, right?
Yeah, the top end rate, not leaving it at 2.5 with rates going and what there is, I think.
For discussion, is that what you're...
Yes, for discussion.
Okay.
So the thought is to continue this trimester as is, and in June...
Well, we're in already done it this trimester, yeah.
Well, yeah, but we have to 12 consider applications to consider...
For the next one, I'd like to consider it or do. I don't, and unless it's appropriate now to do something,
it's not.
I didn't think it was.
Not an agenda item.
No, it's not.
You would want it agendized for March, is what you're asking.
March. June.
Okay. June would be perfect setting.
Okay, we are on item 4.7, Price City Culinary Water System Planning. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Okay, Nagy makes the motion and second by Tudor. Any further discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote.
Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Case 4.8, Castle Valley Special Service District. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll
motion,
second.
Motion by Tudor and a second by Jerry. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I'll roll call vote.
The funding will be a $1,184,000 grant, a $1,391,000 loan, 6 years at 1.5%. Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously.
4.9, Delta City. Is somebody here representing them? Like to come up? Introduce yourself and plead your case.
My name is John Niles. I'm Delta City Mayor.
Dan Kirkland, Public Works Director.
We'd like to thank you guys for seeing us today. We kind of wanted to, well, Commissioner Adams at our last meeting, he kind of made a suggestion that since we're kind of in a bad spot where we live, that maybe... He actually came up with the idea of proposal of maybe going a 50-50. We were wondering if that's a possibility, or is that something we could look at or entertain, or possibly on our loan going a lower interest rate. Since we are having to do this in phases, we're going to be back for, you know, we're going to need more money to complete the project. So
sometimes when I make suggestions, I'm on medication. it will cloud my thinking a little bit. I think I was soundly defeated on that
most of the time. Suggestion.
You know, that sounded great to us, but you know, we're here to ask for what we can get. We talked with Commissioner Bartholomew and Ogden a little bit, and we appreciate, especially Tudor, appreciate for all you've done for Delta City. We've dealt with you a lot over the years, all of you. But anyway, we're here just to see what we can come up with.
Well, I did have a radical idea, Tudor, but you made the motion.
Yeah, and I'm not for sure where we're headed. Where are we on where we are on the mixed?
So we went with the minimum, didn't we?
67-33.
We
did the minimum on the tour.
Yeah.
So, question?
Yes, Laura.
So to change it to more favorable terms than what we suggested would require one of the exceptions. Correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
If they have made their case sufficiently, do we have somebody? You want to discuss it? Or?
No, I want to make a motion.
Okay, make a motion.
You'll let me. I make a motion that we approve as we have advanced and funded at those numbers.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Jack?
Yeah.
Roll call vote.
Mr. Slough?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
No. Not all ideas I come up with are good.
Thank you. We appreciate all of you.
Okay. For the future reference, when we come from the lower elevation to high elevation, we get affected. So don't listen to me, Commissioner Adams.
Okay. We're on 4.10, Town of Bryanhood. Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Bartholomew, second by... Jerry, roll call vote.
Good job.
Question as we're going to the vote. This wasn't one that had any other issues that we need to speak to, is that correct?
Nope.
Okay,
no,
not this one.
Mr. Slough?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Ogden?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes.
Jack, they were just happy as bees making honey.
Thank you, sir.
Do we have 4.11, Heber Valley Special Service District, if they would like to come up?
This one is a plead their case instance, correct?
Yeah, they're going to plead their case.
My name is Celeste Johnson. I have a head cold. I apologize. I'm the mayor of Midway and chair of the Heber Valley Special Service District Board.
I'm Dennis Gunn, district manager.
Mark Anderson, Zions Public Finance, financial advisor.
Mayor, you live in a beautiful place.
Don't I know it?
Almost as beautiful as San Juan.
Yes. You can come and buy any house that's already been built. You are welcome.
Okay. What would you like to tell us?
A mouthful there.
Well, I think, first of all, you all received a letter from our financial advisor. We're requesting a little bit lower interest rate. And obviously, in my position as the chair of this board, we would be remiss enough at least trying for that. And I think there's a couple of things to consider, and Mark will say a few things way better than me, but the bottom line is we've never incurred debt before on this board, and what we're trying to accomplish is a phased project where any amount of interest that we can save can go into our next phase and we won't have to go into debt. Also, we also believe we can get this paid off in 20 years, not 30. So I think we're looking for something a little bit more aggressive and hopeful that you'll understand our reasoning behind that. But I'm going to let Mark speak to it more effectively.
Thank you, Mayor Johnson. Just a couple of thoughts from a financial advisor's standpoint. Admittedly, anybody that comes to the CIB board is looking for a subsidized funding source, whether it be through grant or lower interest in loans. And we recognize that, and as a financial advisor, we look at available options as to where our clients should seek funding as to what might be the best result. And we believe CIB will provide that best result. We're appreciative of the support that Heber Valley has been given in the last year. They're screening. This is a third project from different entities. As you're all mindful that the crude oil that comes out of the basin goes through Highway 40 through Heber City's Main Street, who's the largest customer of Heber Valley Special Service District. As Mr. Slaw indicated, 3.23 for a 30-year loan. You've offered a 30-year loan. We're requesting a 20-year loan, and really that's a smaller subsidy that for a 20-year rate versus a 30-year rate. The other thing that does is it allows you as a board to put your money to work again faster if it can be repaid faster, and you can help more people. So I think there's value in that. The median range of the tools suggests an 8% grant of $1,097,000. We know that we're not a mineral-producing county, but historically the board has been sympathetic to the impacts that we get from the oil and gas industry that comes through our valley. And a 2% rate is still a higher return to CIB than what the median range suggests, by about $300,000+. And just some thoughts that I'd share with the board as they consider this request. And I'm a resident of Heber, and I appreciate on behalf as a resident and a financial advisor to the district what the board's done so far, but would request consideration for this slightly lower rate.
Mayor, none of these trucks travel through Midway, do they?
Not if I can help it.
Okay. thank goodness, huh?
The district is in our backyard.
Yeah.
So it's in the county, but it affects Midway probably the most dramatically.
So is the water treatment plant more directed at Midway, or is it the whole valley?
It's for the whole valley, but so the ponds and the treatment facility, everyone thinks it's in Midway because it's right on the border.
Okay.
It's between the two cities, around the Pearl River.
Yeah, point of order. Speak.
I just want to clarify to the board that if you authorize a 30-year term, staff can always lower it if they want to. So, but you can change it to a 20-year term today as well, but I can't raise it.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm unfortunately not inclined to change things, but I would like, just for information, to be able to look at the tool and plug in a 2% rate and a 20-year term, just so that we can all have the information of seeing how that changes things and how it compares to what we have, if that's something
second
we can
motion.
Do, Brenda.
Can you do that, Brenda?
Okay.
So you know that would be out of the range, right, the 2%?
Okay. Right. That's the other part. As I read it, the range was 2.5% on all three.
But if it's all loan and the payment, does that not rebalance that? I'm just trying to understand.
Well, Chairman, question?
Question, go ahead.
They don't have to pay for 30 years. They can increase their payment,
right?
Pay it off in 20 years,
right?
Or they can stay safe and say if they can't, they can still bump it to the 30.
Good right.
Candace, have we ever reduced our interest rate to any applicant?
Yes, with an exemption still.
Okay. It would require an exemption.
Okay.
Can I just provide one?
Yes, please.
Piece of data. Okay, so I think the argument is on 20-year money, usually your cost of interest isn't as much as 30-year money, right? Because the risk is reduced to us as the borrower. So just as a piece of information, right? So I was telling you about the 30-year rate to the state would be 3.23%. The 20-year rate to the state would be 2.92%. So that's approximately, 29 basis points lower. So, you know, if we were going to consider something, I would consider maybe a 2.25% rate, but I wouldn't go down to 2%. But I'm not saying that they should reconsider the rate. I'm just saying that that would be the commensurate reduction in rate for changing the term on the market, just as a piece of information.
Laura?
Jack, we'll let you speak, and then Greg, and then Nagi, and then Laura, do you want to talk again? No.
I'll defer to Laura to continue her question if you want to keep going.
Well, I wanted to just be able to see, you know, if we plugged in a 2% rate and a 20-year term, how that would change the annual return to CIB. And if it were equivalent, I was going to suggest that perhaps that was equivalent to what the tool suggested originally, but it's not.
The tool takes into the same factors that take into consideration the where they're located, everything, also the interest rate. So the fact that this says 2.5% across the board is taking all of that, the type of project, where they're located, all of that. So if you go outside, if you drop to 2%, if you drop any of those things, you just need an exemption. Okay. And see where that's in red? That's what that's indicating, is that it's outside of their range for this project.
Okay, Jack, and then...
So a clarifying question to probably look... anybody that likes to do the math, and it may be to you as well, in your work to figure out the best deal for yourself. If you pay off the current approved funding calculation in 20 years, what does it save you, rather than going for the full 30?
You know, I haven't looked at it from that perspective. I looked at it more as to what savings there are as in a half a percent interest rate on a 20-year term.
But you're incentivized to pay it if you pay it off early at 20 years. So I think that's I'm not inclined. Right, and if there's not any serious questions, my motion right now would be to go as approved in the original meeting.
Okay, we're gonna come back to you for that motion. Greg has something.
I just had a couple of comments, and I'll start with I love Wasatch County.
Me too.
I love we're partners, we're neighbors. I think that you're overselling the point that you've got major impacts. Major money comes from UDOT to pay for your highway maintenance, and I don't see that flushing a toilet 50 times from truck drivers is a major impact to your special service district. There are a lot of entities that would love to say we're out of debt. Many entities say, gosh, I hope we can afford this loan because of all the other debt that we have. And I think that you're getting a good benefit for what we've offered. You're getting a reduced interest rate from what you could get on the open market. And so for those reasons, I will second the motion made by Commissioner Lytle.
We're going to come back to that in just a minute. Let's see, Nagi or somebody have a comment up here?
Did you have something?
No.
Okay. I just want to clear the air. Did I make any suggestion? I'm still a little foggy, so. Man, I'm worried about myself.
We can always go back to the record and clarify.
Yeah, don't remind me of anything I've said in the past. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Mr. Chairman. Sorry. If Wasatch Front or Heber City or other communities, they don't qualify for grant, then why Tool comes up with the idea that they can get 8% grant or 10% grant? That is kind of confusing for all of us on the board.
Confusing? That's my name. Absolutely. Do you want to make a motion?
I would, and I want to repeat, or I won't repeat it, but concur with what Commissioner Miles said. We know you get impacts from the truck traffic, but we also know there's a bigger picture, too, that you're relying on. This isn't anything against your county. Thank you for everything you do there. But my motion would be to approve as approved the first time when we had the review
originally. And you second that?
I will second that, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. We want to have further discussion. Okay, we'll take a roll call vote.
Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously.
Thank you for coming in and trying. I think you get credit for trying somewhere, but not here.
And one of the difficulties is with the criteria that we would need to use for an exception, those are difficult to meet. And so thank you for trying.
Well, we sincerely appreciate the board and the funding. This would be a great project to move that valley forward in a positive way.
Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Candace, do we have other board issues that we need to talk about?
I just want to clarify that it's March 2nd and April 6th.
At 8:30.
And on March 2nd, we will discuss the 3.5% interest.
Call me. Yeah.
Is that correct? We had a discussion on interest rates.
Yes.
At that March meeting.
Yep. Okay. But it is an agenda item, if we could, please, Chairman.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Tudor.
Yes, I just wanted to acknowledge that Commissioner Brown is in the audience, and he will be the one that will be taking my place here on the board. He'll do a great job for you.
And we welcome Commissioner Brown, and he has his advisor with him. We always want to recognize the advisors. Okay, we have one more motion to make, I believe.
Motion to adjourn.
Somebody motioned to adjourn.
I would say it was Commissioner Ogden.
Okay, I'm going to accept that motion.
And if I make a motion, you need to eat.
Need to eat. Don't leave before you eat. Okay, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you.